New details have emerged about changes that were made to a grant proposal the state submitted to the federal government related to New Mexico's health insurance exchange. As KUNM's Elaine Baumgartel reports, KUNM media partner New Mexico In Depth published a story this weekend that digs deep into apparent friction between the state's insurance division and the Human Services Department.
Human Services Secretary Sidney Squire was nominated by Governor Susana Martinez. HSD is overseeing the $34 million grant to create New Mexico's health insurance exchange. The state insurance division does not fall under the authority of the governor. Insurance Superintendent John Franchini oversaw a grant proposal for $20 million to fund efforts to make New Mexicans aware of how the health exchange will work and whether or not they are eligible. Brian Furlow is a reporter with NewMexicoIndepth.com. You'll also hear from Trip Jennings, executive director of NMID.
At the last minute, just days before it was due on May 15th, Secretary Squire had expressed concern that the Division of Insurance had included things in the grant that were beyond the scope of the Health Exchange Board's authority. They hadn't been authorized by the board.
So what kind of things are we talking about?
Well, the best pathway to answer that is to look at what got cut once HSD controlled the grant application. They cut consumer complaint resolution language, regulatory oversight of how much the insurance companies can charge, consumer call center.
So what does that mean? That because these items were cut from this particular grant application, what does that actually mean for the health exchange and the development of that process in the long run?
Well, it's difficult to answer that question definitively because these things were cut out of this application doesn't mean they won't be part of the process. But what has happened with some of the changes, the last-minute changes that were made, they've raised some real concerns with folks who work with low-income populations or they work with Native American communities. You know, New Mexico is a very rural state, and what they're concerned about is that what the Human Services Department added – when it took out stuff, it added stuff instead of words like enrollment. They put in marketing.
When I think of the term enrollment and then marketing, they seem like entirely different things to me. So out of context. So put them in context for us.
Well, so enrollment would include things like, you know, application assistance, on the ground kind of reality, a face-to-face. What kind of help do you need?
Bryant, talk to me about what the marketing terminology then seems to mean.
It is clear in the grant application that was submitted that what's envisioned are TV and radio broadcast campaigns, bus ads, as well as things like going to powwows and fairs, health fairs, and setting up a booth to hand out literature.
So does that mean that the advertising is supposed to then replace the face-to-face visits and enrollment assistance programs?
It's unclear right now what exactly this exchange, all this money is going to pay for. I think what's happening is this has never happened before, and there are people on the ground who are really concerned that the word is spread in a way that the people who are eligible for the exchange, that they hear about it.
Advocates are unhappy that HSD has taken control of this $20 million grant. They already controlled the $34 million grant for setting up the exchange. That puts HSD squarely in charge of doling out the money, in charge of the purse strings here.
Bryant Furlow, a reporter with New Mexico In Depth, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Elaine.
And Trip Jennings, executive director of New Mexico In Depth, thanks.
Thank you.
Deadlines for the creation of New Mexico's health insurance exchange are creeping closer. Initially, customers were supposed to be able to go online and choose health coverage beginning in October. That deadline is now more likely to be in mid-November, with the plans scheduled to go into effect on January 1st, 2014. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.
You can find a link to the full New Mexico In-Depth article on the Health Exchange grant proposal on our website, kunm.org.